Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Before we go to our good friend Jim Worthington from the NAC out there in Bucks County, the center of the political world. For a little look back and look forward, on Twitter, pretty good one. News story, last 25 years, Philadelphia area. The Columbus statue. Think of all the twists and turns I remember. The protectors, the gravy seals. All those Italian guys from Packer Park.
Great name.
Who showed up carving the statue. That's a good one. That could have been a winner. Because that is one of those stories that had layers, sagas. It continues forever. Was the Joey Vento, I want to say that's under 25. Yeah, that's got to be under 25 years. The sign that became the international, you're in America now, please speak English when ordering. 6x9-inch sign that caused all that furor. That's got to be circa in the 2000s. It can't be more than 25 years ago. Can remember it as if it were yesterday. All right, Jim Worthington. Is labeled, without a doubt, one of the biggest supporters, creative supporters of President Trump, and one of the biggest fundraisers in the entire country. In addition to that, the engine behind the scene of convincing a guy over there in, Feasterville, on Street Road, to allow the McDonald's to be used for one of the top five moments of the entire presidential campaign. In addition to a multitude of other things, he joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jim, good afternoon.
Dom, how you doing?
Very well. So what's the most vivid moments of 2024 during this campaign? I think when you told me about Susie Wiles, how much you admired her and how much control she had, that was a big moment for me, Jim, because yesterday, even some of the critics of Trump said this is a much more buttoned-up operation than 2016.
Yeah, she's definitely the gatekeeper, and she made it clear when she got appointed, she said the circus won't be coming to the White House. She is a no-nonsense, hardworking, very, very bright woman. I'm sure your listeners, many of them probably don't know, she's Pat Summerall, the football announcer, ex-NFL player's daughter.
I didn't know
and,
that.
Kind of interesting storyline behind her. But, she was the one of the brainchild behind the DeSantis campaign when he ran a few years ago for governor. And she is just an incredible woman and very, very nice and just very accomplished, so well respected. I mean, when I hear people talk about the president not respecting women, if you look around, some of the key, very key positions in his administration and in his campaign were held by women. Look at Laura Trump and Susie and a good friend of mine, Meredith O'Rourke, who was in charge of all of his fundraising. And then Alina Haba, and the list goes on and on. He loves strong women. He loves women that can, you know, are loyal, that can take his position and stand by him. She's phenomenal.
Well, you know, I'm not sure Homeland Security rings in my mind immediately with her, but she's got great executive experience. Kristi Noem, who has that talent despite what happened from the biography, Trump still stuck with her and put her in charge. And I think she'll be get through the nomination process because I have to tell you, Jim, I stood there interviewing her, and then there was a TV crush in the spin room. She was as composed, as sharp as anybody I've ever seen under that kind of fire that was going back and forth. I think she'll do fine as Homeland Security, and she'll be on TV a lot having to defend. So he looked past some of the other things that caused such disruption.
Yeah, she's awesome. I had gotten had the good fortune of 2 years ago being asked to have a private meeting with her in Warminster. She was there for an event for the GOP in Bucks County, and I got to spend a good 45 minutes with her and her chief of staff just talking about Pennsylvania and what we needed to do and so on and so forth. And she was very, very impressive. The what came out of that autobiography was not, I don't know, you know, I never really delved into it. It seems to me like it was a little bit taken out of context in regards to, you know, with the dog issue and all that. And nobody's a bigger dog lover than me. But at the end of the day, I think she's going to do a phenomenal job. Pam Biondi's another one. I mean, The list goes on and on.
Yeah. So, Jim, looking back now, 2024, the inauguration coming up, give us a sense of what you're anticipating.
Well, I think it's going to be electric. It's going to be an amazing day. I can tell you how many people have reached out to me in terms of, you know, trying to secure inauguration tickets, get to the ball, to the balls that evening. I actually do have all the information on that in terms of people that are interested in going to it. There's if you've raised money or given money, there's an opportunity to get inauguration tickets, you know, as part of what you've done. There's also tickets in each congressional district through their congressmen. There are a number of tickets that are available for free. But the demand has just been crazy. And it started like the day after the election victory, people were reaching out, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people that have just reached out to me personally. And I know that's the case all across the country. The enthusiasm for the Trump presidency is just incredible. And I, you know, in 16 when he won, I was down there for that. And it was very underreported what a disaster that was with security and police being able to control the people around there. It was really an untold story. But I think they're going to have it all cleared up for this go-around. They know what to expect, and there's going to be a million people there.
You've been to 2016, then. My advice, the one that I was, the Obama first time around, it was beyond cold. And I can take the cold usually, but oh my goodness, this was. And when you have a big crowd like that, it's hard to move around, hard to get into position, everything else, Jim. So I don't know what the weather forecast is. Let's hope it's relatively mild.
Yeah, it was brutal in 2016. And that's what everybody says, that it's gone to these things. I have one friend that's going to 8 of these things, believe it or not. And he just says the weather is so key on a day like that, because like you just said, Dom, once you get in there, there's not any moving around. You're like in there shoulder to shoulder with a million other people. But, you know, it's a once in a lifetime for most people. If you haven't done it, I urge you to go. I would also urge you to take the train down from Philly, this area, not to drive down. I mean, even flying down there is a hassle, because even if you flew, if you had the means to fly privately, it's a disaster because there's so many planes coming in. The best way to get down there is by train.
I agree. They were looking at getting me in by boat, Jim, or getting me out by boat. That's how difficult it was to cover it.
Yeah.
So it's very, very difficult. Well, we'll have full coverage that day, and we hope to get you on if you're available at any point between noon until 3. So what are you hearing, Jim? What is it on your mind, executive order-wise, that Trump might do on the first day? What are you most interested in?
Well, certainly the borders, you know, closing the borders, an executive order to put everything back in place that that Biden had taken away would be number one on the list. In terms of other, details, individual things, I mean, that would be number one in my book. For sure. I mean, that's the number one promise. I think coming out with, you know, all the initiatives that he is going to launch, I think keeping tax reform that he initiated in place going forward, I think would be important for the economy. Certainly, you know, opening up the drilling is at the top of the list again. Let's, you know, drill, baby, drill. Everything he's basically said he was going to do, I think he's just got to come out and, you know, if he can do it by executive order, do it. And if not, get it, you know, get Congress to vote on it ASAP. The one thing I am concerned about, I did hear that I think it was this morning, I was told that, you know, he came out in support of Mike Johnson, which I think is important, you know, for a continuation of the momentum we have. What we don't need is to gum up the works right now and have a diversion of getting things done ASAP, because, you know, people don't realize it sometimes, but you have a short window here. You've got a year and a half at most.
Exactly.
To get things done. Yeah. If you get into the second half of the second year, forget about it. Nothing's happening. You got to get things done ASAP.
No, particularly with this small of a margin in the House. So, Jim, thank you. And thanks for just at the knack. I haven't done a better event ever, including the 40-yard football throw that you caught. You can witness that. You can put that down for listeners. It was quite a catch, and the spike was very good, too.
Yeah, it was an over-the-shoulder spike, and I'm very proud of that moment. It was my only TD ever in football. Hey, Dom, and the date, inauguration day, you know, you're going to start, 9 a.m. at my place, and it goes to what time?
Well, it goes to at least 3.
For the event?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Well, we're really looking forward to it.
Well, I'll let them, Jim.
I'm not
sure. I'm not sure if it was earlier than 9 or the morning show's there or not, so... we'll ask them to clarify that with you, because I only know noon to 3. I'll be there, and I love it. And again, happy for you. You'll be at the inauguration, but we still want to get you on and talk up the knack that I'm there. So, Jim, thank you.
Yeah, I'll be sitting pretty up front there, so I will give you a bird's eye view if you want me to call in.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I want to know if you spot any toupee wearing in the wing. Come on. What celebrities, Jim, do you think might be there? Do you have any sense of who might be? You know, Trump draws more wild people coming to an inauguration than almost anybody.
I think you're going to see the guy. This, you know, what's amazing, tomorrow night at Mar-a-Lago is going to be a who's who in the history of, and honestly, the most powerful people in the world are going to be at Mar-a-Lago. I expect the same group, Elon being there. You know, everybody, Joe Rogan. I think you're going to see on inauguration day a bigger list of people than you've ever seen is what I'm hearing. And I know that they're all down there tomorrow night. Unfortunately, I've been there the last 3 years. I will not be there this year because, Dom, I didn't tell you, on Christmas Day, my wife and I had a baby girl. So,
I didn't even know that. Congratulations, Jim. That's big news. Yes.
Yeah, so we're 5 days into it, so I won't be able to go down there on Tuesday night. But it's going to be a who's who, and I think that same group is going to be coming to the inauguration and to the balls afterwards. There's like 7 balls, so it's going to be an amazing, amazing 2 days down there.
You're our guy. We'll get full coverage of you, Jim. Just button up nice and warm, the whole thing and all. It could be brutal. But thank you, Jim, and thanks for the knack again.
My pleasure, Dom. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Jim Worthington from the NAC, Newtown Athletic Club. Yes, I know I'll be broadcast. I'm not sure the exact time we'll be announcing it shortly, but I know I'll be there noon till 3 again. You want to be there. You want to see the inauguration on that day. That's the place to be, okay, together. We saw it last year in 2016 over Chickie and Pete's. It's a magical moment when we all see it together. All right, side question today, something quintessentially Philly, big impactful story, funny one, something that happened over the last 25 years. I brought it out to 2000. Let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, Happy New Year, and thanks for an unbelievable time during our call of the year. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Dom. It was worth all the time, fun, effort, everything. And I made some, thanks to you guys, I made some good, really good solidified connections with people. So I think I may have said it before, but they're relationships that are probably going to last a lifetime. Thanks to you guys.
Well, you know what? That's part of the fun. The side question does it a little bit because nothing bonds having more fun with it. The events that we do, we're already looking forward, Joe, with Presler. He's making wild with the Capitol this entire effort. So it's going to be a real fun summer.
Yeah, it will. It will. Now that New Jersey is the next next hurdle, that's going to be interesting. So my side question answer is the one all agonizing Philly fans have been waiting for with Nick Foles and the Philly special.
Absolutely, Joe. And I got thwarted when I had Nick Foles speaker series. It was called then, not Politics and Pints. I was going to reenact it with him, but then in the middle of it, he walked a little too close to the stage, and like 500 people started swarming him.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know if I told you this. I'm the only non-Eagle fan in my house. I get bombarded, you know, four different ways on Sunday. But that was worth my kids enjoying.
Your Giants, Joe?
No, I'm a Cowboy fan.
Oh, come on, Joe.
Oh, God, we have to work on this. What's the connection to the Cowboys?
I'm glad you asked. It's the only team I ever picked on my own. I had to be a Yankee fan because of my father and his ties with Joe DiMaggio. I was 6 years old, and I'm sitting watching an Eagle game, Cowboys and Eagles. And my dad said, see number 22? He's the fastest guy in the world. And that guy ran a bomb. He caught a bomb for a touchdown. He ran a punt back for a touchdown that day. I saw the star on the helmet, and I've been a Cowboy fan ever since. And that
Bullet guy was Bob Hayes, right? Was it Bullet yep. Bob Hayes? Yeah.
But I was so happy for my kids that touchdown, that Nick Foles touchdown.
Oh, so. It is remarkable. And they were calling it Philly rather than the Philly special. He went a little nuts.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, Joe, when you see these guys up close, football players, Foles is the best example I give. I thought he was a skinny guy, and they have him in the program as 243. That's frightening.
Well, Dom, I went to school. I went to school. I don't know if you remember him. When I was at Temple, I went to school with a guy named Steve Watson.
Yeah.
He was John Elway's wide receiver for the Broncos. Mm-hmm. We were working out in the Army, the baseball team and the track team. During the winter months, and I was a freshman. One of the upperclassmen brings me over to Steve Watson. He goes, Joe, I'd like you to meet Steve Watson. He just got drafted by the Denver Broncos. This guy had legs up to his navel, and there was nobody on the Temple track team that could beat him in the 40-yard dash. And the next year, I'm seeing him catch passes you know, when you see this guy on the football field, he looks like, you know, like a Fred Biletnikoff. When you see him in person, this guy was put together. He was built.
That's a frightening thing. These are not normal humans. They're just not.
No. World class.
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Joe. Great one today. Thank you.
All right, Dom. Bye-bye.
All right, Henry. Cowboy fan, though.
Cowboy fan. I was hoping he'd say, like, Jets or something. But
yeah,
Cowboys.
Well, we have to work on him. We'll have to work on a few drinks at Mulligan's, and we'll have him in the right fold.
It could be easy to turn him back. I mean,
yeah, exactly. The Philly special. That is a good one. The horse running down 95. Could be a big, impactful story. It could be a story that just is quintessential Philadelphia, like the hitch pot. 855-839-1210. And you heard, Jim, start marking that calendar. You'll want to watch it with us there at the Knack together. I remember at Chickie and Pete's, a mob of people coming together, celebrating that moment when Trump takes the oath of office again and all that goes with it. Full coverage. We'll have on all kinds of people. But it's the coming together, meeting everybody that you hear. You may have met him before, reviving all that, just as Joe said. It's quite a moment, quite a facility. And if we're going to do it in the room, I think we did it last time. I may have to throw the football at that moment, Henry. That will be quite a... That football that the guy from Anbor brought perfectly fit. But I realize now why Kenny Pickett is not... Wait a minute, am I transposing? It's Pickett, right?
Yeah, Kenny Pickett. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I remember them measuring, and Chip Kelly started this, hand size on a quarterback.
Yeah.
It matters an awful lot, particularly in cold weather. And he was among the smaller hands guys. And these guys with enormous hands that grip a ball in cold weather particularly, you got much better chance of throwing the spiral and really not worrying about it. See the play he did yesterday where he held on to the ball? Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looked bad. It looked worse in real time. When you see it on the replay, you know, you see yes. like his hand, you know, was tipped. Yeah. But, man, in real time, I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. And how much has Dallas quit that the Eagles, with backups all over the place, can beat him mercilessly?
Yeah, I don't even think that was quit. I just think they stink.
Yeah,
they got nobody left. I mean, like, it would be, I think it would have been a little different if CeeDee Lamb was on the field,
maybe.
But the fact that they're throwing like Jalen Tolbert and Kevontae Turpin.
Like yeah, exactly. Boy, merciless. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in with that. Scott Presler at 2 o'clock. Again, the story out there we're talking about is Elon Musk and this whole nonsense that Vivek Ramaswamy went completely wild over the top on his view on America and why we don't produce the best engineers and all the rest of it. Please, come on now. Really? We don't have those engineers? A lot of these jobs are not those top engineers. Even the IT jobs, they're rungs down. And you know, you can tell, I have the salary figures here. And a lot of them are like 75 to 100 a year. Does that seem like they're, oh man, we're having a bidding war here in today's economy, particularly living in Silicon Valley where a lot of this is? No. They're willing to work for less. They're willing to do the grunt work. They're fearful they'll be sent back to the native country. We got to protect all American workers, not just let's shut down the border. Absolutely. But I'm not in for the deal. Well, we'll shut down the border. You let us run wild. No. That is not what this movement is about. So it doesn't mean that Vivek and Elon Musk are out of the family business, but it means we're all in this big tent together, but they don't get their way. That is antithetical to the core of this movement. Is that provincial? Or is that exactly on point of what Trump has run on, particularly in 2016, but then again this time around? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. All right, interesting bumper music here. Dom Giordano Show.
Nightmares come true.
855-839-1210. You can get on board. So, on the story with Vivek and Elon Musk, I'm looking at a story. Last week, The Blaze says, a jury unanimously found Cognizant, an outsourcing and IT consulting firm founded in Chennai, India, and based in New Jersey, guilty of discriminating against American workers by abusing the H-1B visa program. According to an attorney for the plaintiffs, individuals who were not Indian or South Asian were 8.4 times more likely to be terminated from the bench than individuals who fit the preferred category, the Indian nationals. What's more, South Asian employees were terminated at a 1% rate compared to 27, 20, and 9% for black, Hispanic, and white employees. Oh, well, I'm sure Vivek Ramaswamy would say, well, those white, black, and Hispanic employees, they were inferior. Toughen up. Get your mom to be a tiger mom. You're not tough enough here. Really? Come on now with this stuff. It's got to stop. It just got to stop this back and forth on this. Fine to have this coalition. I get it. But they don't get to win on this in some kind of bargain. Well, we're going to stop the incursion from Mexico, but we are going to do what we want when it comes to this abusive program. No, that's not what we signed up for to support. Or maybe you think, well, what do I care? These are IT workers. That doesn't influence me, etc. Well, that's how the other side wins. We're all in this together. Every American worker we care about. We care about all of it, protecting them. That's what it's about. I don't care what the job is. And by the way, Henry, you were off last week, but I do stand on this. I'm tired of even hearing about European basketball players. By and large, how many of them are really, or have been, or will be, all world, etc.? I don't see it. I know Jokic has won the MVP award, etc. That's a different type of European player. He plays pretty tough, given maybe the country, the background. But by and large, their style of play in the NBA, ultimately, it's not going to beat American players. So they're a little add-on around the edges. Elon Musk brought this up in the conversation, saying, well, that's what it's about, the engineers we're bringing in. No, there's not 50 European players in the NBA that are among the first, you know, 75 players. It's not like that. It's a limited number, and I get it. You scour the world. We want to win. We're going to do whatever it takes to win. But you don't find as many of these guys, and any number of them are suspect to me when it comes to toughness. Do you agree with that, Henry, or no?
No, I can't say that. I think a lot of Europeans bring over a different type of toughness that we don't necessarily see in the States a lot.
Which is?
I just think they play fundamentally, they play sound basketball, and I think a lot of American-born players play a little bit more freewheeling, only focusing on offense. Not to say the Europeans don't either, but
they're among the worst defensive players. They can't play defense. They're too slow.
I disagree. I think a lot of them are built sturdy. I think a lot of them are long-ranging players. And I think it's changed over the last, I'd say, 5 or 10 years. I think they're, you know, it's one of those things. It's just where they got that reputation as being soft, can't play, and I think just that has kind of fueled them into becoming better, more athletic players. And you see that coming over a lot in these like past few drafts. I mean, someone like, you may not even know who he is. His name's Alperen Şengün. He plays for the Rockets. That guy, he's probably a 6'8 center. He averages, you know, 25-5, and he's tough as nails. I think that's the new archetype of player that we're going to see coming over from Europe.
All right. I trust guys that have grown up. I've said this many, you grow up the way Allen Iverson did, and extraordinary talent. He's going to die or he's going to kill you on a basketball court, is what it comes down to.
Yeah. Well, and at the end of the day, you do need killers like that. Like, it's my ball, it's my game, I'm going to go win the game.
Yeah. I still don't see it on that, particularly in defense. Oh, man, it's my specialty. I'm not sanctioning that yet. I got to see more. I don't know that guy per se, but
yeah, look him up. I mean, fantastic skill set. I think that guy might win an MVP in his in his career.
Well, one of our MVPs is here, Robert in Bensalem, checking in. Hey, Robert. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today.
Same
I hope
here.
You had a wonderful weekend. We always talk about the left and how they misconstrue history to twist it to their own political narrative. And a big example of that is the whole Christopher Columbus debacle. And you hear them say, he enslaved this, he killed that, he decimated that. And it couldn't be further from the truth. The fact of the matter is Christopher Columbus was probably the only Italian on the ships. They were Spanish ships with Spanish crews, and he had to keep them on the ship at times to stop them from running wild on the natives. And it's the conquistadors who came afterwards, who were Spanish, that committed all of the atrocities against the native people. Italians didn't come over here and colonize anything. Italians didn't come over here and commit all kinds of atrocities like the English and the Spanish and the Dutch and the French. Why does Christopher Columbus get such a bad rap? And it's completely
he's the main explorer. He's the guy they can go after to diminish Western civilization. He is among the most 3, 4, 5 consequential figures in human history.
And their ignorance is causing them to marginalize him, all in the effort to advance a political narrative. So with all of this in mind, my headline for the Philadelphia area for the last 25 years was taking Christopher Columbus out of the box. And I wish they would do the same thing to their voters one day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You guys
have
a wonderful week, man.
Thank you, Robert, very much. Yeah, I still have it here on the wall in the Dom Dome, my piece of that George Paquetta was good enough to bring. I never in a million years thought the judge would force them to take down the silly box around Columbus. And nothing has happened. It's there. Everything's fine. You can see it down at Marconi Plaza. No big deal. But just the childishness of it, of going after Columbus because the mob in Philadelphia wanted to and was starting to attack. They didn't do that when the Gravy Seals were there, though, protecting it. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, are we on the cusp of another COVID part two? Public health voices lay the groundwork for a new pandemic that's timing out just to reach President Trump returning to office. Will they get away with it this time? I'll tell you what that is, and I don't think they'll get away with it. You get in, though, at 855-839-1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. So you may be in holiday mode one to another. Over the weekend, what's happening is now because of bird flu. People like Dr. Deborah Birx have surfaced. The doctor that's in the Washington Post, also one of the architects of various shutdowns during COVID has surfaced. And look, we ought to take a look scientifically at each one of these, but are we going to see through bird flu, even some of the incursions with farmers, examining cows once a week, some of them are calling for, seems like an insignificant thing until you have to go through this. I think we have to be on top of it. And I'm going to be interested to hear what Dr. Marty says when we get him back on again, how he would proceed with this. Dr. Oz. And also Robert Kennedy Jr. But particularly Marty, I have the most faith in out of all those. He's the guy. He's our guy during COVID. I haven't seen him say anything. I don't think he will until after the confirmation hearings, which can't get here quickly enough that we start to move on this. But keep your eye on this again. Would a place like Jersey start to move to shut down schools? Yeah, they might do anything. Would that be something that some of the Democrats running for governor would want? Probably not, because they're trying to masquerade enough now. They see a change in Jersey, at least more Republicans voting, more minority groups voting, potentially red. So we'll see, but the voices are starting to lay the groundwork in their mind for this new pandemic. And again, you can't be frivolous about this stuff. You can't just be dismissive. But how far do we go, particularly with Biden not knowing anything, doing anything here? Marty will be the guy on this. Now, he'll be FDA, but I still think he's the guy that I'll be looking at. Dr. J with National Health Institute, NIH. From Stanford. Also, we didn't have him on as much, but he is high quality also. So Trump has different people in charge that have a good track record against COVID. Marty wasn't opposed to the vaccine, but just the fair warning, myocarditis, things of that nature that we talked about. And I think he is a perfect go-to figure on this stuff. But isn't it strange we're starting to hear these warnings just as the new administration gets movement, and COVID really stopped movement of the Trump administration and some of the bigger things that they were engaged in because of the widespread shutdowns, even though he's the one that pushed and got the vaccine. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. Hit us too on that side question, which is simply some news event might be quirky that happened over the last 25 years, Philadelphia area. On Twitter, somebody has the Jason Kelsey speech. Yes. That was pretty wild. some of the stuff that he said, particularly, you know, a critique of each Eagle, Lane Johnson can't stay off the juice. Who says something like that in the middle of that? The outfit, the whole thing. Yeah, we get it. But pretty wild stuff, to put it mildly. Here is, well, over the weekend, and we'll try to get him on soon, Curtis Sliwa surfaced again. We now have the Guardian Angels back in the subways. Next time I'm on, I get a rundown. Like, how many times did they actually intervene? Is their presence there really going to calm some of the craziness we've seen, like the guy that was set on fire on an escalator in, what was it? Was it Friday, I want to say? 67-year-old man set on fire again. And just the, a lot of it is homeless slash illegal immigrants involved in this stuff. We know the guy was here illegally, had been deported once, that allegedly set on fire the woman on the Brooklyn subway train. It just is an endless cycle of this stuff. And the crackdown will come on this. This is cut 7. Here's the New York City Department of Corrections saying they are not, listen to this, going to honor an ICE detainer for the migrant, the illegal immigrant, who apparently set the woman on fire. Cut 7.
So ICE has issued a new immigration detainer for Zepeda, but says the New York City Department of Corrections has indicated they will not honor the request. The indictment against Zepeda will be officially unsealed on January 7th, when we expect him to appear back in court. As for the woman killed, the district attorney says investigators are making progress using advanced fingerprinting and DNA evidence to confirm her identity.
All right, so they're not going to honor the ICE detainer on this, meaning somehow or another, depending on what happens here, he could be walking out the door. He is here illegally. We know that. He was deported once. He came back in the Biden years, had contact, and they let him go. So there's going to be a real showdown, but I believe Chicago will be where this starts. And have you noticed that the mayor of Philadelphia, despite increasing pressure, has not come out full bore saying that she is going to push back on Trump or the administration or what they do here in Philadelphia? I don't know that we're going to see anything in the Philadelphia area for a while, but I'm thinking even some suburban areas, there could be action, because they've grown to be known as areas where you might find people that are here illegally. Jersey, will they go after that first? Apparently not. Looks like Chicago, maybe LA, New York, the usual areas, but Chicago first, and that's smart. Right down the belly of the beast with this. Denver, they're going to go after that guy, the mayor there. He may even tell them not only not to help, but to resist. We'll see if he does it, if he tries to get in the way of federal law on this and Tom Homan. And they're going to need quite a space for people they take in until they're officially deported. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you need to do is just push pound 1210. So we'll keep our eye on this bird flu thing as they try to ratchet it up. I'm not saying it's not potentially a problem. We've seen it before. Is this more serious? But again, any sniff of what we've been through with COVID, putting that into play, is not going to fly. I mean, COVID has just damaged so many institutions. Let's hope Dr. Marty, Dr. Oz, Dr. J from Stanford, and assorted others will be able to restore some of that in the public health sphere. And with RFK Jr., well, we've already talked about some of the things that he's going to bring to the table on the food issue. That's the strongest suit. I'm still adamantly against taking so-called drug ads off TV. I think it's a freedom of speech issue. I think people ought to be able to see it. Now, if you want to beef up, I went round and round with Dan last week on this. If you want to beef up the side effects, okay, and even have more space that they have to add, or even put them more early on, something like that, okay. I think people ought to know about these things, though. Well, they're not going to go to their doctor and ask. Well, that's the doctor's job to sort this out. He doesn't just have to say yes. And there's going to be a big battle between Dr. Oz, who apparently favors Ozempic, and RFK Jr., who does not. I'm on the RFK Jr. side on this. I know what the argument is. Well, if you use this, you're not going to be overweight. That's going to cut down on a lot of... I just think it's another excuse mechanism here, and I think you're going to see quite a battle over that. And I think Dr. Oz, in the position he's in, is going to have a pretty powerful perch there. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. Still a chance to jump on board before Scott Presler joins us. Hit us with something that was a news story, Philadelphia area, as we count down the end of the year. Over the last 25 years, can be quirky, can be really impactful. I took off the board. Let's see, the Hitchbot beheaded, Krasner election, big deal, suburbs going blue, Philly Jesus, and Henry's was the chicken guy who seems to have been off chicken now, probably after.
Yeah, he might get a little sick of
it. The I-95 thing was a shining moment. Shapiro was smart with sort of papering it over, showing the construction on the stream. Only in Philadelphia people watch that. They like to watch it. They had it on, kind of soothing in the background. I'll take off the board now. No one said the 2017 Super Bowl win, certainly. But there have been any number of things that have happened that are major. Think in the entire area is what we're looking for. Hey, something that happened, and we tried mightily to get this guy on. It was like getting the president on. Headline today, Jonathan Haidt won the fight against smartphones in schools. This is a guy's book that talked about scientifically what's happened to kids as far as just the overwhelming amount of time spent on their phone, social media, all of that. And Apple released the first iPhone, he writes, in the summer of 2007. It wasn't until May 2023 that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis became the first state leader in the nation to ban phones in K-12 public schools. After Governor Sanders read Hyatt's book this year, she sent a copy to every legislator in the state, as well as all 49 other U.S. governors, urging them to ensure phone-free schools. So we're starting to do that, but doing it is in our area, and it's going to be interesting to see in 2025, I think Cherry Hill was one that I remember, how this has worked out. I mean, everybody knows it, but securing the phone, access to it, because of all the things that can happen, difficult battle. But you're seeing more and more schools do it. Finally, this guy broke through. This guy broke through with it in a way that few others have. Now, with just about things like TikTok, all kinds of things that have proliferated, the battle still ongoing. But Jonathan Haidt won the fight on this. And you're going to see more and more schools engaged in this. They are going to then study this. And we'll start to see by mid-year how it turned out. Then other schools are going to do it next year. And on and on and on it will go. It makes perfect sense. But again, it's a slow, plodding battle to engage in this. All right, hit us on the side question. Also, Scott Presler, On Deck Circle. And Scott has some great new Pennsylvania registration numbers as he gets ready to head to Jersey. I can tell you behind the scenes, a lot of big doings ready for Scott Presler. Let's go to Mark in Philly. Mark, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Mark.
Hey, I just want to start off. You looked handsome yesterday morning wearing your New Year's silver bow tie.
Oh, well, thank you. It was supposed to be black tie, but that's all that I had left there. And you would not know, Mark, the what it took for me to get into that tuxedo after not wearing it for 4 years. Oh, my God. I don't know how women do it. I felt like I was stuffed in there. I was ready to burst at any moment.
That's funny. Yeah. Hey, so my news for the past 25 years just happened this year. It's the couple that parked along the Schuylkill, and they were, like, doing it, and they banged it out of gear, and it rolled into the Schuylkill.
Yes, I think I know the bridge. I think it was off of the drive, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're right off of Kelly Drive, yeah.
Yeah, right off Kelly Drive. Yeah, I think that's
hey,
exactly
can I make a comment?
Sure.
So the whole Elon and Vivek thing is, like, real. Like, Robert Kennedy drew my vote over to Trump. I voted for Biden last time. Hopefully, I mean, we talked about it before, but the whole Vivek and Elon thing is it's so disgusting that they dare talk about the American people that way. It's like, it's like, why doesn't Elon go back to South Africa and clean up his, like, you can't even, like, walk down the street without getting mugged. Or, like, Vivek's country, India, you can't even walk down without, like, it's a mess. It's like the dirtiest country, and they're talking about us. Like, why do they come here? And then, you know what I mean?
I couldn't agree more. Look, they want to make a point about HB1. It needs to be reformed. No, it doesn't. It needs to be reformed to almost shut it down. And Vivek's were so over the top. You know what he thought, Mark? We do this. You hear it on talk radio. People call in. The school district sucks. We get that. And we go after that. He went so many bridges farther, though. I don't know what happened to him in high school as far as, you know, quarterbacks and prom queens and all, but that's ridiculous. We have room for everybody.
And then these two guys are going to be trouble for Trump. I think they use Trump as a Trojan horse to get all these knuckleheads in here. And I pray, as strong as MAGA, quote MAGA, is, that they, like, straighten it out. Because if they don't catch it early, Elon's going to F things up big time. I mean, you know they're working together just to get richer.
I think Trump is the one who will cut it off at some point. Thank you, Mark. Great stuff. Yeah, that couple plunging into the river off Kelly Drive. Yes, that is pretty good. It could happen other places, but it seems to happen more here. Very good call. Yeah, and Vivek and Elon Musk, look, it's a big tent. They're still inside the tent, but they don't get their way on this. The grand bargain seems to be subtly, all right, we're going to help shut down the border. We're being inundated. But in return, we want all these, quote, geniuses, many of whom are not. This is America, after all. I may ask tomorrow. Yeah, I might do this because of this conversation. I might ask, who truly comes to mind when you think of a genius? And I might take off a whole bunch of them, okay? Obviously, we do still say, or do we say he's no Elon Musk? I don't think so. I think we say he's no Einstein at this point still. I don't know. Over and under, maybe he's no Elon Musk. Is Elon Musk a genius? Yeah, I would say so. He's no Einstein, though. All right.
Yeah, that phrasing for him, that'll have to come around, I think, long after he's, like, passed.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think we're getting off Einstein for a reason. It's a hair. Look at the hair. That tells you right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Might be thinking of geniuses. That might appear to be the side question tomorrow. But this man is a genius in incrementalism. He gets in there, and day after day after day, he slugs it out. Scott Presler is next with some big updates here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.